Hello, welcome to the Why Don't You Say Something podcast, where we are doing exactly that. We are saying something about the online coaching, online course, and spiritual world, because we are all scrolling through Instagram and wondering what the F is going on. I'm Eva Collins. I'm a former online business mindset coach. Yikes. I was in deep, and I slowly started to question some of the things that I was learning and teaching myself. I've now come to see the light, and I'm sharing these learnings with you here. I'm currently a yoga teacher a little bit, an occasional health coach, and I currently do web design. In this podcast, we're going to break down some of the red flags we see, hear people's stories and experiences that are pretty wild, and offer resources on how you can do business in a BS-free way if you are in business yourself. Heads up, as you're listening, I do swear a lot, so be careful of your kiddos' ears. Hello, everyone. It's Eva. I'm glad to be on the podcasting with you today. This is the first solo episode, solo recording that I have done in a long time. I've really liked getting to talk to other people, highlight other people, learn from them, hear from them. And I just haven't been able to do this in a while. So I'm very happy to be here and connect with you. What I want to talk about today is coaching, which is shocking. Shocking. But I want to talk about, Eva, do you think coaching is horrible? Do you think coaching is bad? Do you think it's just completely a scam? And I also want to hear, like, what do you think about it? And I want to bring up some thoughts and some things around what coaching really is, what it isn't, and go from there. So I posted on Instagram recently a post that I want to talk about and share with you now and dive into more of what I'm talking about when I mentioned this post and when I made this post. Now, of course, with everything that I say and everything that I talk about, it's totally my personal opinion. So this is not meant to be some, here it is, I'm going to lay down the law of the facts of what is and what isn't and the right and the wrong. And that's really not what I'm doing. Even if I'm ranting on the internet and trying to tell you what's right and wrong, I mean, it's just my personal opinion. It's my page. The other part of this is that there's so much to get into. There is so much to get into, which would take forever. So this is more of an overview when I'm talking about what is the deal with coaching. When I say there's so much to get into, that's like if I said food. I'm going to talk about food today and tell you kind of like what I think about it. Okay, holy crap, there would be so much to get into around food. Or same thing when people say, oh, I don't like yoga, I tried it once. Or I teach yoga, or I'm into yoga. Okay, well, that could mean a million things. Or if you tried a yoga class once, that like truly doesn't even mean anything to me because I have no idea what that could be. We could get into hatha, kundalini. Are you talking about physical asana? Are you talking about the mental aspects of yoga and blah, 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 blah. So many different schools of thought or then different ways to do yoga and embrace yoga. And oh my gosh, there's so much to get into. So it's the same thing when I am saying, quote, coaching. Now, some people tend to not understand or feel upset with me when I talk about anything positive around coaching. And I completely understand that. I mean, I completely, it's like that is a wonderful feeling and opinion for you, no problem, because I have been actively bashing coaching for a year plus, and at the same time, I'm now talking more about what are we talking about when we're talking about coaching, because it's a huge thing, and what does that even mean? So, spoiler alert, I actually love and believe in the tool of coaching. I love and believe in the skill of coaching. So when I'm talking about coaching now, you know, I've been like shitting on the internet about how horrible coaches are, which is still true. And I stand behind all of that. It's more so talking about the horrible, quote, Instagram coaches who don't even have any training, who don't even know what the heck they're doing, who are implementing a ton of really manipulative practices. And to me, I'm not even sure, but from what I've seen, they're not even doing coaching. They're just calling themselves a coach. So that's kind of how I feel about it, and I want to talk about it more. I made this post on Instagram saying coaching is a skill. It is a tool that you can get trained in. It is not necessarily an Instagram profession. Just because you talk about coaching, that's just like saying like cooking. Do you like cooking? That doesn't mean like in general we're going to put all of the restaurateurs or all chefs or lump all these people all in together into one thing. So in this conversation, I'm talking about the tool, the skill of being trained in coaching. So first of all, most of the people that I have critiqued are not trained coaches. And you guys know, you've heard me say this enough, people should probably be trained. People should probably get a certification if you're going to be doing something. I mean, wow, grand idea. And yes, I know, and we've talked about it, that there are horrible, crappy-ass, shitty-ass trainings out there. So that's a story for another day. Like, I know that going and getting trained and certified doesn't necessarily mean anything because it could just be crappy. But it's probably a good thing to do. Like, if you're going to be a chef, go to culinary school, okay? Yes, there might be shitty ones, but we're talking about probably good to train. So when I talk about actually loving coaching, when I talk about actually loving the tool and the skill of coaching, I'm talking about that skill and that tool. And most of these people are not even doing that. They've never been trained in it. They wouldn't even know what to do with it if it hit them in the face. So all of you know that I, well, maybe you don't, but I had quit my coaching business. I quit my online business. And this was in the middle of the pandemic. I was totally like, F all this. I'm burnt out and this isn't working. And I don't want to talk people into talking to me on the phone and having them coach with me. So I quit all of it. I started working in the medical field at a front desk. And then I started working at the healthcare center. So if you don't know, I work at a nursing facility. And it is a 100-bed facility where half of the patients are there for a short term to just get better and heal from something. And then half of the people are there to live there until they pass away and until they die. And a lot of people die all the time because that's what happens, which is this is very interesting. But I have been working there as a caregiver, and then I've also been working in the offices. So I will help with hospice planning. So that's when someone's passing away. I will help with the social worker. So I have been the only assistant to the social worker, one social worker, y'all, for 100 people plus their families. I mean, when you think of one person, the patient, and then there's like, woo, many more kind of quote patients of people who want to hear you, who want to talk to you, who want to sit down with you, who want to ask you a million questions, who want you to listen to them, who want to find a resource, a solution now, who want to tell you what to do. I mean, wow. So what happened was I had quit coaching. And then after being at the care center for about 6 months, I was like, wait a minute. I have legit never done more coaching than I have in my life here at the care center. I was doing so much coaching. And okay. Coaching with permission. I'm not just walking around telling everyone like, but things like actively listening, where I'm just sitting there and really, really, really being present to listen to someone. What is going on? What are you telling me? What am I feeling from you? I'm listening to you and giving you that time and energy to hear your experience. Things like interrupting people or bottom lining. So bottom lining is a coaching tool where you're basically trying to ask them like in lots of different ways. You can say like, bottom line, what is it that is important to you to tell me right now? Or bottom line, what is it that you want to see happen for your loved one? I'll mention a couple things, but I won't take all the time to explain them. Things like mirroring someone's energy, mirroring someone's like body language. You're not being like a weird faker, but if someone is being very, very quiet and very tentative and is speaking really softly, I might kind of match that energy in just being softer and gentler and come at that level. So just kind of as a way to support someone, using these different tools of coaching to support these people. Okay, I mean, that's what I just said, but I was realizing, holy crap, I was doing a lot of coaching to support people. And again, not any kind of like weird, cheesy, like, oh, is this girl gone off and she's now just being a life coach up in the center? No. One of the things in the social services office, social work office, that you focus on a lot is coming to a solution. And we need to focus on solutions. This person is experiencing this, so what can we do to have them heal, do better, or experience this? Focusing a lot on solutions, which you do focus a lot on solutions and coaching. Another thing is goals. When someone comes in and they are hoping to leave the facility within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I'm asking them, so what is your goal for your healing journey? Right? So I'm saying, do you want to try and go back home? Do you want to try to find caretakers to help you back at home? Or okay, for your loved one or your family member, are you thinking, is your goal to actually take this time to transition them into a long-term facility? We're really talking a lot about what are their health goals and like, what is the plan here about the care that they need? So again, focusing on goals is something that we do a lot in coaching. And there's a huge difference between like, oh my God, girl, tell me what is your income goal? If you close your eyes and imagine yourself just leaping and soaring and like, oh my God, that income is just rolling in and you're on the beach in Bali, what is your goal? Which is like kind of what I used to do before, basically calling myself out. Huge difference from that to what is your goal that you would want to see happen for your health or for your loved one? What else do we need to look at to have happen here to make sure that you have the best chance of rehabilitation and recovery? Do we need to set you up with a new doctor or a different doctor? Do we need to have people supporting you at home? There are lots of different ways that you are working with people's goals in healthcare. So again, doing lots of coaching, but I'm like, oh crap, you know, coaching's fine. I think people should be trained. And yet here I was doing, I am doing coaching at the healthcare center. So then from there, what is I went back to school to study more about health coaching. So I had already been a health coach. I think I got certified in 2014. And I went to a school that I think is not the best at all now, presently, currently. I mean, like legally, I don't really want to say a ton, but I went to IIN, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. So I went there, I believe, 9 years ago, and I was living in New York City, and some of the classes were in person, and we had big in-person conferences and all this kind of stuff going on. So it has since been sold, totally different owners, teachers, and I also think that there is the possibility pretty strongly that there is a pyramid-shaped affiliate vibe of, is the point really to train people to be wonderful actual health coaches, or is it to just tell them to go out there and enroll more people? It's also, the price has gone up and some other stuff. So anyways, long story short, I can't vouch for that school or tell you to go at all. That's not what I'm saying. And I don't have an answer for where you should go. But I was already a health coach, quit health coaching and quit all my online business foolery, and then went back into healthcare and found myself coaching a lot. And I said, you know what? I want to be a nationally board certified health and wellness coach. And what I'm saying will make sense and all come together. I wanted to be NBHWC, nationally board certified health and wellness coach. So I went back to school and did some more training. I did an advanced intensive practicum at IIN. This was just this year. And it was an amazing experience. It was really, really, really good. It was so low cost. It was so thorough. 2 days a week, we were in classes like for so long, doing tons of practicing, tons of hours of signing off on our skills. Not the point at the moment, but here I was in healthcare. So I went back to school to get more healthcare coaching. And it also came about because I was already doing a lot of patient care coordinator stuff. So I'm the one who's calling and checking in on them. How has it been since you've left, since you've discharged? Do you have any questions about your care plans? Were you able to get the things that you needed, et cetera, et cetera? And there I saw were a lot of jobs for health coaches within the healthcare system, not specifically where I work, but just in healthcare. There are lots of jobs for health coaches, especially for insurance companies. So it's going to help them to support their patients and send you out there, well, on Zoom, to support patients. So I went back and did more schooling to be a nationally board certified health and wellness coach. Now, this conversation has gone a bit off of the rails back to the topic of, do you believe in coaching and what the deal is with that? But I'm filling you in on what I've been up to and where I'm at, and it has to do with what I think and feel about coaching. And I am working on my practice sessions. So I have to do 50 practice sessions before I can sit for the national board exam, which is like 4 hours long and it's a lot of stuff. So that's what I'm currently working on now. So I realized in healthcare, and I actually spoke with one of the main, well, we have like one main medical director, a doctor at work, and they used to be a ER doctor for years. And it's someone who I just really look up to and respect so much. And it's just a really wonderful person. And I told them about wanting to get back into health coaching. And they were like, oh my God, hands down, you're going to start that practice now. You'll get clinical hours here. I want you to do it and use those skills of listening. Use those skills of coaching to support people on their health journey. I'll pause this episode to tell you about breathing. You know, I like to, which I haven't really done in a while, but come back to just a little something you can do to feel better. Whether you're listening now, you can, you know, dive in and try it. Or whether it's something you kind of put in your makeup bag, in your toolbox, as far as something you can pull out and use later, awesome. But I just want to remind you to take 3 breaths. Sometimes I feel like I need to set a bajillion hours aside to be perfect and take so long to meditate. And lately, I have just been about taking 3 breaths. So you can do that now as you're listening. Just breathe, take 3 breaths. And maybe as you exhale, you relax your shoulders a little. And each time you breathe out, you just kind of let go a little bit more. And maybe as you breathe on your 3 breaths, you take the time to bring your awareness a little bit more into your body. When we are thinking, going, listening, Instagramming, the awareness is not always in our body. So it's just a good thing to do. Maybe you try this every time you get in your car or arrive at a new destination. Maybe you try this every time you get into bed or get out of bed. Maybe you try it every time you're standing at the microwave. But I hope you can incorporate just taking 3 breaths into your life to maybe help you feel a little bit better. So we're saying, number one, that I'm talking about, I'm shouting from the rooftops now, the fact that coaching is a tool, it is a skill, it is a specific thing you can be trained in, and it's not necessarily a horrible Instagram profession. Yes, basically the word coaching is pretty terrible now, as I have very deeply shared. But also, if we're really going to get into the nitty-gritty, the specific tool of coaching is separate from the Instagram weirdos. I'm also saying, Everyone knows I had quit coaching, and then naturally through working in healthcare, I've gotten back into health coaching, and I'm going to take my exam. I really look forward to working within healthcare or working for a healthcare company. And if I do, well, when I do my own work with people as far as health coaching, I love speaking with people about food and their body image, helping women support themselves and finding balance. I do have training as far as intuitive eating and things like that. Not going to get into that today. But when I do work with people privately in health coaching, I'm offering sliding scale. And hey, maybe we check in twice a month and it's $75. And people aren't trapped into, you know, no, it's a 6-month contract and that's the only time that I can, you have to commit to in order to have a transformation. Like, no. The things, the tools of actual coaching, like helping someone to get clarity, practicing things like active listening. Other things that I didn't mention, which maybe you can look into, or maybe you haven't thought about, things like unconditional positive regard, which is a huge aspect of coaching, in my opinion, meaning you don't judge someone, you don't shame someone, you don't think any differently of them, regardless of their current circumstance or their behavior. You are there to really be someone who is a positive support to them, to inspire people to make long-term change. All of those great things about coaching are completely separate from Instagram scammers. None of that has anything to do with Instagram scammers. So just something to think about. So I do love and believe in coaching, like I've probably said a few times on this podcast. It's really hard to even define what coaching is. That means something different to everybody, like I've been saying. The training that I did recently and where I am going with things, and when you get into kind of, I don't know, I guess I would say like classical or I guess more strict or I don't know, when you get into client-focused coaching, so I'll explain what that means, but when you get into client-focused coaching, it's really not about me. So client-focused coaching is what I am about, and it is what I have really been learning more of. And so when you talk to an Instagram coach, especially someone who's literally not been trained at all, they're like, I'm great, I'm amazing, I made 10K, and so I'll help you do it too. And a lot of the focus is on them. A lot of the focus is on them, what they think and feel, what they think you should do, how they did it. And that is not coaching. That is not coaching. When I what I think and believe, and especially from the client-focused model, is saying that the focus is on the client. So we're saying, what do you think and feel and believe? What do you want? What would you like to see happen? What do you think will work for you? And it's actually very strict, especially around the National Board certification. You do not ever give advice. You don't ever tell someone what to do. You do not ever have a negative, you know, shaming a client ever. So there's a lot to get into, but especially around this, what I really think true coaching is great. Okay. It's great. And it's a tool that can be used in many different places, in many different professions, in lots of different buildings all around the world. So I want to open people's eyes to, I feel, if you get trained in coaching, hopefully certified, hopefully from somewhere good, and maybe we'll work on that one day, that you can also use that skill in many different places. Maybe you are a trainer and you work in corporate America and you are training people differently each day, and you might bring in some of those tools of coaching to support someone. Maybe you are helping managers in leadership and bringing in the tool of coaching in that training. I mean, hello, I don't think coaching is going anywhere. And hear me out for anyone who's a hater and is like, oh my God, wow, blah, blah, blah. Yo, coaching's not going anywhere as far as I think that more professions will be trained in coaching. So maybe doctors or nurses or lots of different people just to be able to have that tool in their toolbox of when they should, when they should use that tool of coaching and whip that tool out, it's only beneficial. It's only helpful. Like, I mean, too many people don't listen. Too many people act like an expert, or too many people just don't have the time to even support someone and just kind of hold space for them. So I really think we're going to be seeing more of that. I'm going to read to you the definition, and it also is a bit of the scope of practice as far as a health coach. What do they do? And this is from the National Board of Health and Wellness Coaching. I will link that website as well below in the show notes. So it says, what is a health coach and how can they help? This might sound like a bunch of mumble jumble, but I'll stop a little bit and explain a little. It says, health and wellness coaches support clients in activating internal strengths and external resources to make sustainable and healthy lifestyle behavioral changes. So we're saying internal strengths as far as like, oh yeah, wait, I am really good at like whatever it might be, speaking up for myself or going to the doctor or whatever. And then activating external resources as far as, yes, so you know you can make an appointment with your doctor. Or what is it that out of the resources you have that you want to go do or use, or do you want to join that class or whatever? And then it's saying make sustainable and healthy lifestyle behavioral changes. So yeah, we're talking about like lifestyle behavior. We're not trying to cure or dive into their past fears and what can you do to leap and soar and heal that trauma, baby girl? No. It goes on to say health coaches use a client-centered approach wherein clients decide their goals, engage in self-discovery, or activate learning processes. I'll pause there. So again, client-focused, client-centered. It's not the me show as a coach where I'm telling them anything, okay? They are engaging in self-discovery to say, well, what is it that you want to do? Or what do you want to see happen? You are helping them in the learning process, okay? And it goes on to say, self-monitor behaviors to increase accountability. So, okay, accountability and having them check in on their own selves with that, all within the context of an interpersonal relationship with a health coach. And it says, whatever goal the client sets, the health coach ensures that they are supported until the desired outcome is achieved. Now, we all know in healthcare, ain't no doctor gonna do that, okay? I mean, there's a bajillion things and a bajillion professions where they don't have the time to do that at all. And so it's really nice. Or even like a therapist doesn't necessarily do that. Maybe they could, maybe you can ask them. But it's just real nice to say, we're going to support you until you have that desired outcome. So for me, that looks like at the health center, like from when you first come in to when you leave, I'm there with you in this process. It says, our board certified coaches display an unconditional positive regard for their clients. So again, I think highly and wonderfully of you, no matter where you are, no matter where you're at, and have trained to the highest standards in the profession, which means that they have the skills and knowledge to walk alongside you on your path to your healthiest self. So again, none of that is like tomfoolery, and none of that is trying to be a therapist. Again, none of that is Instagram coaching. So. So I'm essentially saying coaching is fine. And I think it's a useful tool and a skill. You can use it in lots of different places. One day we'll do an episode on the real differences or conversations to have around coaching versus therapy. And listen, when I say I'm into the skill and the tool of coaching, that does not mean that I think everybody should do it. That does not mean that I think it's like what the world really needs. And hear me now, that does not mean that I think everyone should make it their profession or that they're even going to make any money from it. That's just being real. That's just being honest. Yes, I hope people can find different positions, or like I'm hoping to do, find a position on staff, but I'm not saying that goes with the pipe dream of these 10K months while you sit in your bathtub and just talk to people. Like that still completely and totally may not happen. Now, circling back to the Instagram post that I wrote, I'm going to read one of the slides. I said, I do not want to abolish the entire coaching industry and any form of commerce or, quote, normal ass business. What I'm against is what it has all become and what so-called coaches are doing. And I really believe that, and I really stand behind that. So, like I said, huge difference in Instagram coaches versus what I'm talking about of the trained skill of coaching. And there are plenty, oh my God, people who I abso-freaking-lutely believe should be doing normal ass business online. There are people that I work with and support as far as, hey, making a website for them. Or, hey, what's your general marketing strategy for the class you have coming up? Who you best believe they should be sharing that stuff from the rooftops. And you best believe I hope people give them money for it. Clients that I have who are therapists. People, when I say like, ooh, clients that I have or people I work with, I mean, people will do like a one-off consulting session, very low cost, or I'll make them a website or we'll map out their marketing strategy. Slow your roll. Calm down. It's not any kind of huge, crazy ass funnels. It's normal ass stuff that I'm talking about. For example, a client is a equity, diversity, and inclusion teacher. She goes into different buildings, facilities, etc. And you best believe I think she should have a website. I think she should make Instagram posts. I think she should have a newsletter. I think she should have a workshop. She should have a way that people are going to pay her and work with her and learn from her. Absolutely. Normal ass business, you better go do it. And I hope you get paid well for it. Or another example is, let's say a yoga teacher who's going to offer a class around yoga for anxiety. And it's a 6-week series of learning and understanding yoga, how it can benefit and help you as a coping tool mechanism for anxiety. It's going to be meeting weekly. And they are not going outside of their scope of practice being like, I will cure everything today. They're truly saying, we're going to meet on Zoom. There's going to be some worksheets. We're going to do some yoga. And especially if you're a person who feels like you may struggle with anxiety, we're going to just see how yoga might help you. Yeah, I think that person should have a fantastic website. I think they should bring money in for that work. And I think they should have some basic marketing understanding. And so exactly that's what I'm talking about around normal ass business. And it moves me into one of my last points here is that I don't think that we can just paintbrush the entire coaching slash any kind of online commerce business into one big paintbrush stroke. I mean, that is just really like so freaking silly. And I totally understand if it was my complete doing, which it probably was. And that was the season that I was in. But I've always said like, yeah, I think people can just do it normally, or there's people who are doing it in a good way. But to put it all and lump it into one big ass thing is just not a conversation that I'm really interested in. I don't think that makes any sense. I also don't think it's taking any time for any nuance, for any understanding, and is just not for me. So one of the Instagram things that I shared, I said things like overcharging, pyramid schemes, using sex to sell, having no refunds, working outside of your scope of practice, having no training at all, being money hungry, acting like you're a savior, bullying and mean girl shaming, and indoor abundance hats. That is what I'm really against around the Instagram online coaches, not the specific tool of coaching or someone just doing a program or a small affordable course. As we get deeper into this whole online business, coaching, course world, marketing world, I think it's good to define what it is we're talking about. And that's where I'm at now. And if we are going to talk about the coaching industry, then I think we should define what we all mean by that. And so I'm still figuring it out, but that's my goal with coming on here and sharing with you today. So let me know what you think. I will link in the show notes the Instagram post that I had made. If you want to come talk about this more, come and join Patreon. You can join for any level of support. And we have a Facebook group if you want to come chat about these things, ask questions. It's not really anything wild. It's not any kind of raging, nothing you're really missing out on. But just letting you know, that's an option. So I'm looking forward to more conversations around what coaching is, what in the world is normal ass business, and how can we continue to talk about, yes, do not do this kind of bad ass, crappy ass, shady ass stuff. And then what can people do that is really cool and clear and good? And who are the people that you do want to see use websites, do courses, do quote marketing, and that you'd love to see them do even more because they're doing such good work in the world? Let me know your thoughts and questions on the post below, and I will see you guys next time. That's it for today. You can check out the website for resources, frequently asked questions, more podcast episodes. It's whydon'tyousaysomething.com. We also have a Patreon group you can check out. Thank you so much for even considering supporting. And if you have any questions or feedback for me, you can reach me via email, eva@evacollins.com. Thanks. See you next time.